Egypt is invaded by foreigners. Now, how can Egypt, this powerhouse, more food than they need, standing army, be defeated by foreigners? The answer is a new military weapon, the chariot. They are invaded by a group of peoples called the Hyksos, which means foreign rulers. And the Hyksos come in with chariots. Egypt doesn't have the horse. They've never had horses in Egypt. And for the first time, the Hyksos come in with horses, chariots, bowmen, and they conquer the Egyptians. And for more than 100 years, you can have Egypt dominated by the Hyksos. But the good news is the Hyksos will be expelled. They will be kicked out. And with the expulsion of the Hyksos, we will have the new kingdom beginning. And our pharaoh that we're going to talk about today, who is a woman, but I'm not going to call her a queen, I'm going to call her our pharaoh, is named Hatshepsut. And what I would like to do today is show you how, through Hatshepsut's life, kingship was important to Egypt, and how a woman who is going to rule as king has to deal with three issues. A pharaoh wanted to distinguish himself in three ways. One, battle. Pharaohs liked to do battle. How is a woman going to do that? Building. Pharaohs loved to build, as in pyramids, temples. And then, international trade. Hatshepsut is going to have to deal with these three issues, right? And we're going to use her life to see how pharaohs attempted this. Now, let me say something about her heritage, her family. Her father was a great king. A great king. His name was Thutmose I. He comes at the beginning of this new kingdom. He has seen the history and knows what has happened. He knows that the pyramids of the old kingdom, those great stone pyramids, were robbed. They were all robbed at the end of the old kingdom when it collapsed. There was no longer a central government, never protected, and people entered the pharaoh's burial chamber and took the treasures. He also knew that the Middle Kingdom pyramids were robbed. So he's no dope. He's not going to be buried in a pyramid. The era of pyramid building is over. When you think pyramids, think Old Kingdom for the big stone ones, think Middle Kingdom for the mud brick ones, and then when you get to the New Kingdom, don't think pyramid at all. It is over. So for example, Tutankhamun is not buried in a pyramid, nor is Hatshepsut's father. Hatshepsut's father is the one who comes up with the solution, where to be buried. Thutmose I will not be buried in a pyramid because he knows they are big, hulking, rob me signs. They just say, rob me. He decides to be buried in a secluded area, secretly, that can be guarded. Now, where does he choose to be buried? He is the first pharaoh to be buried in the Valley of the Kings. So the Valley of the Kings is an invention of Queen Hatshepsut, who is going to become King Hatshepsut, of her father. We have the tomb of the architect of Thutmose's tomb. His name is Ineni. Ineni. And on his wall, he put his autobiography. And what noblemen did in the New Kingdom is, when they put their autobiographies, they told of the great things they did for the pharaoh. And the thing that Ineni says he was most proud of is he built the tomb of the pharaoh Thutmose I in a secret place, no one seeing, no one knowing. Now, how can you build a tomb for a pharaoh with no one seeing, no one knowing? This has been a discussion, right, among Egyptologists for quite a while. First, it's the Valley of the Kings. Where is the Valley of the Kings? Imagine a map of Egypt. For most of its history, Egypt had two capitals, one in the south, which was the religious center, and one in the north, which was the administrative center. The administrative center was called Memphis, and it's towards the north near an area of the Delta. But in the south was Thebes. This was the religious center where all the big temples are. This is where Karnak Temple, Luxor Temple were built. And this is where most of the priesthood stayed. Now, right opposite Thebes is the Valley of the Kings, just across the river. Now, remember this, that for almost the entire 3,000 years of Egyptian history,